In this episode, I tell you exactly what you need to know about all these darn UPCs, ASINs, and other codes involved in selling on Amazon. Let's start the show.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey, what's up, fellow Amazon sellers? How the heck are you? Hopefully you're having a great day, because I'm having a terrific day. It is a beautiful day outside today, and welcome to episode number 36 of the Private Labeler Show, where we are helping 1,000 amazing people start an online business in 2016. Hopefully that is you, rocking it in 2016, just crushing it. And again, thanks for joining. I appreciate you. Appreciate your ears. And in today's episode, we're talking ASINs, FNSKUs, UPC codes, SKUs. The list goes on and on and on. So I'm going to make sense of all that in just a minute, show you how you can save some money, which is always cool, and kind of explain to you what you need to know about all these little codes here. So before all that, though, I want to ask you a quick question. Are you a member of the Facebook Mastermind group yet? If not, we would love to have you. So please go to privatelabelershow.com/FB. So drop that in your URL or your search bar or whatever, and get joined up into our Facebook Mastermind group. We would love to have you. So before things start to pop off in just a second here, we'd just like to congratulate the Pittsburgh Penguins NHL hockey team for winning the Stanley Cup. So great job to them. And that must be really exciting for the fans. So if any of you guys are listening from the Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania area, congratulations to you guys. That is awesome. I'm not the biggest hockey fan, but I just wanted to say congratulations to you guys on a well-fought, hard-fought season and series. So awesome job. And then hoopsters out there, NBA fans, what do you guys think of the series so far? Looked like Golden State was just going to run lights out on the Cavs, but the Cavs are making things interesting now. So extra basketball is always exciting for everybody. So who do you guys got? Let me know. Throw it in the comments, throw it in the Facebook group. Are you a Warriors fan? Are you a Cavs fan? Steph Curry or LeBron? Let me know who you are rooting for. All right, guys, let's jump right into it. Let's talk codes here. Let's talk barcodes, UPCs, FNSKUs, so on and so forth. So whether or not you are a brand new seller or maybe you already have multiple products up, you're still going to get some value out of this episode, because even if you're an experienced seller, I'm going to give you a couple of tips on how you can save some money with all this code stuff, okay? So let's just dive right in. All right, so here's what you need to know. I'm going to cover the basics here and not cloud it with all this extra crap, all right? So UPC codes, what do you need to know about them? Well, essentially, if you're private labeling, you, in most cases, are just going to use or need a UPC code to activate a listing. So what is a UPC code? Well, it's simply just a barcode. Like, let's say you go to the grocery store and you buy a product, or you buy a product in a retail store. It's got the barcode on it, right? It helps when you scan it at the register. It helps, you know, track inventory, stock, and all that stuff. So it's just a unique code that products have. Very simple. We all should know what they are, but that's a UPC code. It's usually got like 12 digits. 12 numbers or whatever it may be underneath, kind of like a barcode, right? So simple enough. Well, Amazon says, all right, you're going to need a UPC code if you want to create a new listing. And in most cases, that's as far as or as much as you really need to know, that you need these UPC codes just to activate. You would want these UPC codes, let's say, if you did ever plan on selling outside of Amazon. So let's say you're going to sell to a retailer, or maybe you're in your own retail store, then these UPC codes would come in handy that you're using, okay? But in this situation, let's say we're just going to be selling on Amazon now, you're just going to buy or use a good UPC code to activate or start a new listing. And from there, you're going to be able to get all these other codes that you need, and we'll make sense of that in just a second. So let's just make sure that your UPC codes are good and that you're buying them from reputable sites, that they are GS1, okay? Don't spend much time or stock into overthinking this. Just go to a reputable site and buy your UPC codes, okay? Simple as that. Make sure they're GS1. I use easyupc.com, as you guys might know. It's in my resources page. So I use easyupc.com. They're reputable. They work. Go there and get your UPC barcodes And if you want to save 20% off of your barcodes, simply use the code PLSHOW at checkout. That's PLSHOW at checkout. So drop that code in there, get your 20% off. Don't think anything more about it. Don't overthink this. Just get good codes off reputable sites. As you know from past episodes, I always just kind of throw out quick comments that you're going to want to avoid shiesty sites or buying from some random Joe on eBay that's got, you know, UPC codes for sale. I would just avoid that. Get the UPC barcodes and just call it a day. Don't think anything more about it. So now that you have your codes, the good ones, you're just going to use those to activate or start a listing, okay? That's really about it. So once your listing is activated and you start setting up your listing for your product, then at that time, you can access or get access to the FN SKU codes and things like the SKUs and the ASINs, so on and so forth, okay? So hopefully that makes sense. Now, the question often gets asked is, do I need the UPC barcode on my product packaging or anything like that? Well, you can put it on there, but Amazon's not going to be able to do anything with it after that because they will want you to have their in-house code, which is the FN SKU, as I mentioned. So again, that's Amazon's unique code, the FN SKU, all right? And you're only, again, going to get that after you create your listing. So once your listing's created, you can go back in there and then you can print up a PDF that has your FN SKU code on it, okay? So hopefully that makes sense. Now, that's the code that you can choose to put on your product packaging. Or again, also, you could have Amazon put that FN SKU on your product packaging for you. It's really up to you and how you want to handle that. But I like to just take that FN SKU that I get, and I like to take that PDF that I can get, and I send that to my factory over in China, and they can then put it on the packaging, okay? Or I could have my graphic designer, if I'm doing packaging or whatever it might be, take that PDF and put it on my packaging for me, all right? So that'll save me some money and some time and some effort just to take care of it myself. So Amazon wants you to, when you send the stuff into them, you know, either you have the FN SKU on it right off the bat, which is awesome, or they will put an FN SKU on that product for you once it gets to them, okay? So when you're sending merchandise to Amazon, your products to Amazon from China or wherever, from your office, you can tell them, hey, I already labeled it. Or they're going to say, hey, we'll label it for you for a fee or for a charge. And again, they're going to charge you, I think it's like 20 cents. It might be up even up to 30 cents now. I don't even know. But they're going to charge you money to label those items for you. But those items need an FN SKU. So in my recommendation, just do it at the factory before you're sending the stuff to Amazon. Just make it easy. Don't put the UPC barcode crap on there. You can if you want to. I know some of you listening might do that and just have Amazon label the FN SKU. I say skip that. Just literally use the FN SKU barcode that you get from Amazon to put on your packaging, put on your inserts, whatever it might be, and just take care of that ahead of time. So that way when you send it to Amazon, it's already good to go and you don't have to worry about it. Also, to a little side tip, I know it's Amazon's terms of service, but again, that's always a gray area, it seems. They want you to have, let's say your items are being made in China, they want you to have made in China on that code. So that, again, you know, if you didn't do that, it's probably not the end of the world, but, you know, just make sure that you're in compliance with that as much stuff as Amazon says that you should be doing. So just put that on there somewhere where it's easily seen, okay? All right, so now that we have our listing created, we use the UPC barcode to do that, to activate, right? Now, from there, we have our listing. Let's say we're flushing out our listing. We're adding all this stuff to it. We can get access to our FN SKU code, as I mentioned previously. One of the things that we'll have access then to now, or that will be created once I activate a new listing, is what they call an ASIN. Okay, more than likely heard that thrown around a lot, all right? You're going to hear it constantly. As long as you're selling on Amazon, you're always going to hear about ASINs. Now, an ASIN is simply an Amazon standard identification number, right? It's unique to Amazon, and it's roughly, I think it's like 10 letters and numbers, like a combination of 10 letters and numbers. And those are ASINs are created when you create the listing, all right? And it's assigned to your listing or to that product, all right? And you can find out what the ASIN is by going into your back end. It'll list it next to the product. It'll say this is the ASIN. Also, too, when you go on your product sales page, the ASIN will be listed somewhere within there. It'll say here's what the ASIN is, and it'll also be listed in the URL up top and like kind of the top part of the URL box. It'll show the ASIN as well. So it's just a unique code that Amazon has for your product that it creates. And if you took an ASIN as an example of any product and you just simply dumped that into the search bar and hit enter, it would pull up that specific product, okay? So it's just a unique identifier that Amazon has. And a lot of times when you're talking to the customer support team at Amazon and they need to know what's going on with your product, they'll just say, hey, what's the ASIN, okay? It's just, what's the unique ASIN for that product, so they can quickly identify the product that you are referring to or whatever it might be. So hopefully that makes sense. You're going to hear ASINs talked about a lot. Again, it's just unique to Amazon and pretty simple stuff. So that's ASINs. All right, and lastly, we have the wonderful SKU, so SKU. This is different than the FN SKU, so stay with me here. So you don't really need to know much of anything about what this SKU is, but I thought I would cover it just because it does get an SKU does get assigned to your product when you create a listing. Or if you're creating from a flat file, you can actually create your own SKU stock keeping unit. But in most cases, you're really just going to have Amazon just auto-create this SKU, and that's really as far as it goes, okay? It's just a unique code or unique identifier that Amazon uses to associate your products with the specific detail pages. And that's really about it. Like I mentioned, you don't need to know much more about it. But when you do go into your back ends and look at your inventory and things like that, you'll see it'll list the SKU next to the item. But like I said, it's kind of almost irrelevant. I think at times Amazon, you know, might ask for what your SKU of your item is if you're calling in for help on a product. It's just another way, or it's another code or another way for them to figure out what your product is that you're talking about. So that's really as far as that goes. You really don't need to know too much more about it. So I just thought I would cover it. Don't freak out about the SKUs. The most important ones, obviously, are like the UPC codes, ASINs, and FN SKUs. The SKUs are just kind of like an auto thing that you'll see, and they're kind of for back-end purposes for the catalog to associate your products to the listings and so on and so forth. So don't really worry too much about that. But I do know that, let's say you are planning to take your products to, let's say, Shopify and create a Shopify site, that if you want to link your products to your Amazon page or to your Amazon inventory, they'll ask you to input the SKU in Shopify so that they can associate which products you're talking about, so they know which inventory or through FBA to pull from and things like that. And that's really the only time I've ever needed to deal or do anything with the SKU, is just to copy and paste it essentially into my Shopify setup. That's really about it. So other than that, don't worry too much about it, like I mentioned. So that about does it, guys. Hopefully you got a little bit of value out of it to make a little bit of sense out of things. Hopefully I did it in a kind of a clear and concise manner. If not, I apologize. If you have questions about any of this stuff, obviously shoot me a message or just ask in the Facebook group. So if you enjoyed this content in this episode and you want more, make sure you subscribe to the show by going to privatelabelershow.com/SUB. So just drop that in, type in your email, and that way you get alerted anytime I have new content to share with you. I'll simply just notify you anything I got, anytime I have anything cool or unique to share. Also too, if you have not subscribed yet on iTunes, make sure you go ahead and do that. Go to privatelabelershow.com/iTunes. iTunes is one word. And simply subscribe to the show there. Leave a sweet review if you have time. I would greatly appreciate that. And I'd love to read your review or comment off on a future episode. Or you can just simply open up iTunes and type in something similar. Like in the search bar, if you type in like Private Label Show or Amazon Private Label Show, you'll be able to find my podcast there. Again, please subscribe, and I would love you for it. So that about does it, guys. short and sweet today. Hopefully it made some sense for you. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Thanks. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. Simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelabelershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.